Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you, calmly, sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me once again. We'll hear from Nightmare this week. The series had aired from 1953 to 1954. It was hosted by Peter Lorre. Don't have a lot of information other than that. There are only a handful of episodes around. Our story today is from February 3rd, 1954. It's titled The Hollow Footsteps.
Out of the dark of night, from the shadows of the senses, comes this, the fantasy of fear. Nightmare, starring as your exciting guide to terror, Peter Lorre.
You know, sleep is an interesting thing. Of course, you are aware that the eye of the mind never closes in slumber. It never tires of seeing things, thoughts, and ideas. Some of these things seen by the mind are in turn caught by the memory. And we awake with a start. Did it really happen, or was I dreaming? And sometimes you're never sure. There was Jeff, who awoke one morning from a somewhat fitful sleep, awoke to find that he was a very unhappy man. And he searched to find a reason for that unhappiness in those first moments of waking. And the weight of worry and suspicion fell upon his shoulders like a well-tailored coat.
You are listening to Peter Lorre tell you of The Hollow Footstep, another transcribed story of Nightmare.
Now, about this man, Jeff Martin, really very ordinary fellow, and no more. But something happened to Jeff Martin. He awoke unhappy. Not the normal unhappiness of a gloomy day, oh no. But a deep, bleak kind of unhappiness that reaches down into the crevices of the soul. I wonder just what could be causing all this sudden distress. Yeah, it's almost like a man is being followed, huh? Let's find out.
Jeff?
Huh?
My new cinemascope is playing at the Grand. Nice to see you this week. Would you, Jeff?
What did you say, Ellen?
You didn't hear a word I said.
I'm sorry, dear.
Jeff, what's the matter?
I don't know.
If you ask me, you're coming down with one of those viruses.
Yeah.
Why don't you run around to Dr. Parsons?
Yes.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Promise?
I promise, Gloria.
Good, because I think... What?
I said, I promise.
You said Gloria.
Huh?
You said, I promise glory.
No, I didn't.
She's in your mind again, isn't she?
No.
She's in your mind again.
Ellen.
You can't forget her. You just never forget her.
Ellen, it was only a slip, please. Ellen.
A slip, you're always making a slip. Always that same slip.
It always doesn't happen often anymore.
It doesn't happen at all.
I'm sorry, Ellen.
She's in your mind, isn't she?
Yes.
Get her out, Jeff.
I will, dear.
Where are you going?
Out for a walk. Maybe drop in, see Sam.
Sorry, I've lost my temper, Jeff.
It's all right.
Try it again. You've got to find out. You've got to make sure. There they are. There she is. Don't turn your head. Faster. Slow down now. supposed to go away. Catch her now. Come here. Gloria. Gone.
Thanks.
Now, what's it all about?
Nothing, Sam. I'll be all right.
Look, Jeff, I'm your friend.
I know, Sam.
I don't want to pry, but if there's something the matter, some way I can
thanks,
help.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks.
Well, I'm listening.
Did you ever think you were being followed?
Followed? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, did you ever have the feeling that somebody was following you?
Now, Jeff, after all...
I told you you'd think I was
following. I didn't say anything like that. Wait a minute, will
you? I'm sorry. Matter of fact, I've experienced that feeling at times. I think everybody has.
You think so?
Yes, I do. You got another drink?
Sure. Something that doesn't amount to anything. You're sure doing a lot of drinking about it.
I'll be all right.
Well, how's Ellen these days?
Ellen? Ellen's fine. Oh, which reminds me, I better get back. I told her I wouldn't be long. Thanks for the drink, Sam.
Don't mention it.
I left my coat here someplace.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Look, you want some company on the way home? I could use some air.
Huh? Yeah. That's an idea. Walk back with me, Sam. That's a good idea.
Well, I think you'd be all right, Jeff. Probably just nerves, like you said, working too hard, that's all. Yeah, I'm slow down.
Yeah, maybe.
Lots of people have feelings like this every once in a
but
while.
It's so real.
Huh?
So real. It seems so real when she comes.
She? Who?
A woman.
Oh, so you're being followed by a woman.
Well, yeah, let's see what you're so worried about.
If you take my advice.
Wait a minute, wait. You hear?
Hear what?
Listen.
I don't hear a thing.
Walk with your steps. You hear her? She's there behind us.
Yep, I can't.
Turn around, quick. There she is. There she goes around that corner.
I'll get her. You wait here.
You saw her, Sam.
I can't understand it.
What's the matter?
I just can't understand it.
What, Sam? What?
She was gone. No place to go. No place to hide.
Gloria.
What?
I saw her face this time. It was Gloria.
Gloria?
But it can't be, Sam. It couldn't be, could it? Gloria's dead. Been dead for 15 years.
You see, now you have part of the answer. Jeff is being followed. And by a woman. Well, a man should not mind too much if he's being followed by a woman. There's no such thing as an uninteresting female. Women are so, what is the word, Oh, let's see, where was I? Oh, yes. So, Jeff Martin is being followed by a woman. Being followed. Till he finds himself trapped. Trapped in a living nightmare. Now, let's see. Where were we? Oh, yes. There must be a reason why some strange female is so interested in him. Hey, I know of a way to stop that woman's constant pursuit. You know, women are always so fond of, pretty kerchiefs, so... Yes, but why would a woman follow such a plain man as Jeff Martin? Well, let's find out.
Ready for coffee? Are you ready for coffee, Jeff?
Hmm?
Do you want coffee or don't you?
Oh, yes, thanks.
What's the matter, Jeff?
Do you believe in ghosts, Ellen?
Ghosts?
That people can come back from death to haunt, to follow you until...
Jeff, I think you better see a doctor.
You don't believe me, do you?
Believe you? How could I? Just that there aren't any things like ghosts. You know that as well as I do.
No, I don't.
You do. I know you do. It's just that you're upset, that's all. You're upset and you won't face what's really upsetting you, and so you think of ghosts.
That's not true, Ellen. I know it's not true. Because I'm being followed by one, followed by a ghost.
Jeff.
She's back, Ellen. She's come back to haunt me.
Who, Jeff?
Gloria.
You're thinking of her again. You just won't let her alone, will you? You won't let her be dead. You have to keep thinking about her, reminding yourself about her and reminding me.
That's not it, Ellen.
Don't tell me what's true and not true. Staring us in the face, Jeff. You still love her. You want her
Ellen,
back.
Ellen, please.
You don't can't have her back. You hear that? You can't have her back. She's dead. She's dead, Jeff. She's dead, and the dead don't come back.
Ellen, please. Ellen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost control. It won't happen again. Can I be jealous of a dead woman? It's impossible, isn't it? Silly. I just wish you'd stop saying your name in front of me, Jeff. I wish you'd stop.
Ellen, believe me, I'm not doing this deliberately. She's come back, I tell you. She follows me on the street.
Please, Jeff.
Ellen, it's true.
Please, Jeff, I don't want to hear any more about it. Please. Phone's ringing.
Huh?
Phone.
Oh, I'll get it.
Hello.
Jeff. Hello.
Who is this?
Oh, Jeff.
Who is this?
Jeff, darling.
Who is this?
Jeff, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Who was it? Who was on the phone?
Gloria. It was Gloria.
Stop it!
Ellen, listen, it was Gloria. She's come back.
Stop it! Don't tell me it was Gloria. Or Gloria's ghost. Ghosts don't use the telephone, Jeff. They don't have
listen
to
me,
I'm
Ellen.
I'm still listening. Why are you doing this to me, Jeff? I don't know why, but I won't take it much longer.
Ellen.
I'll leave, do you hear? I'll leave you, Jeff.
I don't know what to do, Sam. I just don't know what to do.
Well, the only suggestion I have is this man Cole, Gerald Cole.
I don't know.
Why don't you try him?
He's a medium, something like that?
No, not exactly. I wouldn't call him a medium. He deals with the same problems, but he approaches them from different angles. He's a scientist, Jeff. Very scientific. No phony.
I think he'd be able to help.
I think so.
But there aren't any such things as ghosts, Sam. I know it. I know there can't be ghosts.
Then what's the explanation?
I don't know. You think there are ghosts, Sam? Do you believe in them?
Well, let's put it this way. I don't disbelieve. Remember what Shakespeare said? There are stranger things in heaven and earth?
Yeah.
You want to see Cole? I can set up an appointment.
All right, I'll try anything once. I have to do something.
It's expensive.
Money doesn't matter, Sam. Nothing matters now but my peace of mind, my marriage. I've got to do something. Tell Cole I'll see him. The same. It's always been the same. Footsteps following me. But when I turn around, she's there just for a second. I see her, and then she's gone.
You've tried to follow her?
Yes. Never successfully. She just seems to disappear into thin air.
I see. And she's called you on the phone?
Yes.
You recognize the voice?
No mistake.
I see. Obviously, an electrophonic ectoplasmic phenomenon.
What's that?
Well, you needn't understand the terms. Ghost is good enough.
Yeah. What can I do? Well, Cole, what can I do?
We mustn't rush it. This requires careful consideration.
Will you take the case?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
But you've got to. You've got to help me.
Of course, Mr. Martin. I'll try. But there are a number of things to do first. We'll have to have one or two more consultations. Full history, detailed. On the basis of the facts, I'll know better how to approach it, or whether to approach it at all.
Yes.
Sometimes this procedure can be, well, dangerous. If the person had a severely aggressive nature, for example, I'll have to know all about it.
What do you want to know?
Everything. In cases of electrophonic ectoplasmic phenomena, we need to know everything. And if there are complications of nuclear nature, we must proceed carefully, very carefully.
How much will all this cost?
That depends on what we find in the preliminary consultations. This interview will be $500. The next, perhaps $700.
$1,200?
A heavy drain on my powers, Mr. Martin. You must understand that. Cases of electrophonic ectoplasm are difficult.
All right. Well, I'll go through with it.
Good. I think you've made a wise decision. But you must tell me everything.
Yes.
Now, let's get started, shall we? The woman's name, Gloria?
Gloria Denham.
Denham. And when did she die?
15 years ago.
Now, Mr. Martin, what exactly was your relationship to her?
We were engaged to be married.
I see. And, of course, you must have had disagreements, fights at times. Will you tell me the exact nature of such arguments?
It's the only way. I've got to beat this thing. I can't let Gloria go on.
Stop it. I get tired of hearing about Gloria and Gloria's ghost. You're just trying to hurt me, Jeff.
No.
You're trying to hurt me and ruin yourself. Oh, let me.
Ellen.
Hello.
Jeff, darling.
Who is it?
Jeff.
Who is it?
Oh. Ellen.
Gloria. It's Gloria. I heard her voice. It's impossible, Jeff. It's impossible. Is it?
And then what happened?
I left.
Yes?
I just left, that's all.
I have a feeling there's more to it, Mr. Martin, and you must tell
me. No, there's no more to it. I told you I left. I just left. I never saw her after that.
Now, come, Mr. Martin. There must be something you're holding back.
Stop it, will you?
I'll have to drop this case if you don't tell me.
All right.
All right, I killed her. Is that what you want to hear?
Did you?
Yes, yes, yes. I killed her that night. I killed Gloria Denham. Now are you satisfied? I killed her. I killed her, and that's why she's come back after 15 years.
Confession is always good for a soul. Or, so I'm told. Jeff Martin, the guilt became too much for you, didn't it? Like a stone around your neck. What are you going to do? Huh? Oh, poor Jeff. Poor Jeff. He's being followed. Followed by guilt. Followed. Until he's found himself trapped. Trapped in a living nightmare. People. Oh, there are so many different kinds of them. And so many of them look like so many of the rest of them. And a few look exactly alike. Yeah, have you ever come face to face with someone in a crowd who looked exactly like you? Perhaps you've met someone who looks like a person you knew, or someone you knew very well. A person very close to you. For a split second, you're gripped with terror. It cannot be true. And you know why. It may be for the same reason Jeff Martin has. That person is not alive. I wonder what poor Jeff will do.
And then?
Well, she fell hard. First, I thought she was only unconscious, but then when I couldn't bring her to, I knew she was dead. That was when I left. I left the apartment. Nobody ever questioned me. I was in the clear, I thought. I never heard about her again.
Have a drink, Miss Martin. Here you are.
Thanks. In a way, it's a relief. Relief to tell somebody. It's been bottled up all these years. I feel better.
Of course.
Well, I guess you better call the police.
Now, Mr. Martin, please don't be so hasty. There may not be any need to call the police.
But I killed her. I'm a murderer.
Yes, I know. But we must recognize the reality. If the police haven't bothered you for 15 years, why invite trouble now?
Gloria's back. That's the trouble.
Gloria, we can deal with.
We can?
A difficult case, but I think I can do it. Yes, we must conduct the seance and put this ghost to bed once and for all.
Well, how much will it be?
$4,000.
$4,000? Oh, no, I can't.
Now, you're a man of means,
but that's all the money I have in the world. It's more than I've got.
All right. I won't press you, Mr. Martin. If you feel you can't afford it, you know best. But I feel it my duty to point out the risks you're running, the possible dangers.
What do you mean?
You see, these cases of electrophonic ectoplasm are unique. And there are definitely nuclear photon complications. The woman Gloria has achieved after 15 years of sonic and visual representation. She's obviously a strong positron framework.
Hmm?
An exceptional amount of beta gamma omega energy reserve. She will attain a material representation. And then,
then what?
She has the power to kill. But if you can't afford the seance, Mr. Martin, I understand these things. I'm sorry I can't be of any more help, but my time is...
Oh, wait. I'll go through with it.
The seance?
Yes. When can you do it?
Tomorrow, if you like. We'll need a strong life energy frame to resist the power.
All right.
See you tomorrow, then. Now, if you'll all be seated.
Any particular place?
You over there, Mr. Lacey.
All right.
Mr. Martin will take the central seat.
Yes.
Mrs. Martin?
Thank you.
Now, I think we're about ready.
Do we hold hands or anything?
As I've informed your husband, Mrs. Martin, I'm not a medium. My work is scientific. No, we don't hold hands.
Oh.
If you'll just place your palms on the electrodes, we'll have the contact we need. Mm-hmm. I sit here, you see, next to the controls. It's by means of these controls that we achieve the contact with the electrophonic ectoplasmic beam.
I see.
Gloria has succeeded in rearranging her energies into a representation of the life form once again. Mm-hmm. A remarkable feat, if I do say so. But on the other hand, she's put herself in danger. We can trap her by means of this machinery, you see. A complicated circuit, but essentially an arrangement of cathodes and anodes that'll create a magnetic flux and draw her into our sight. Trap.
I can't go through with it. No, I can't. Let me out of here.
Jeff, sit down.
Ellen, I can't.
You can. Sit down, Jeff. Sit down.
All right.
Now, I think we're ready. Mr. Lacey, will you turn out the light?
Sure.
Good. Now, I'll set the controls. Now, please don't be frightened.
What's that?
Just adjusting the frequency, Miss Martin. She can vary her wavelength, too, you know. That way she tries to evade it. But we'll get her. What's that? She's nabbed her. She can't escape now.
Let me out of here.
Sit down. I want to see her.
There she is.
Is she erased her, Gloria?
Yes, it's Gloria.
She's fluorescent. She glows.
Gloria, what do you want? Why don't you leave me alone? Why do you...
Yes. Oh, Jesse, poor darling.
Don't you dare call my husband.
husband, darling.
Be quiet, Ellen.
Oh, poor darling, Jeff. I
feel so sorry. Oh, Gloria.
That's why I came back, Jeff. I didn't want you to suffer.
You certainly succeeded. The poor man hasn't had a day's peace for months.
Gloria, I didn't mean it.
I know that. That's why I came back to tell you I know that.
Gloria.
Hold him, but I did. You hear that? You hussy.
Oh, Jeff, darling, I feel so sorry for you. You're so lonely.
No.
Oh, if I could only come back completely, I'd make you so happy.
You go,
how
dare you hurt and fight me like this?
No,
I
don't.
Sit down,
Ellen. Little Mark will destroy the image.
That's what I intend to do once and for all.
Ellen, go.
Oh, Jeff, oh, just turn on the lights. Look at the wall.
What?
Don't do that thing in here. Turn on the lights, or darling. Hey, let's go.
No, 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 don't, Jack. You go away.
You pursue me. Let's go, you hurry. Oh, with pleasure. Now, you can turn off that fake machinery, Mr. Cole, and disconnect that microphone.
My microphone? Yes. Yes, I suppose so. No. I don't need it any longer, do we?
Gloria.
Yes, there's your ghost, Jeff. She's as alive as I am.
Well, but you're alive. It's questionable. Shut up.
Gloria, I don't understand. You're not dead.
All right, Mr. Cole. Now you can return my husband $4,000.
Well, now...
Well, what?
Nothing. Of course I'll return it. This is your fault, Lacey. You suggested his wife be here.
I don't blame me, Cole. I did my best.
You were in on it, too. You... Now, wait a minute, Jeff.
Stop it. There's a better way to wind this up.
Huh?
Go on, Jeff. Don't just stand there.
Oh, yeah. No, really, Mrs. Martin, is this necessary? It was only a little joke.
Mm, but the laugh's on you. Oh, for heaven's sake, look what you did to my nylon. Oh, good.
Hello. Hello, police.
And so it was an awful dream the poor man had. One that left him running crazy mad. Do not be afraid or harbor doubts about the mind, unless the eye of the mind goes blind. Go your way and be quite free. These things never happen to you or me. Oh, I do hope you'll sleep tonight. Oh, no, I will. I think I'll sound warm before I retire. And then off to some pleasant dreams.
That's the horror for today. I'll be back next week with more. Between now and then, you can find past episodes of this show, more from Nightmare, more horror, more old-time radio of all varieties at relicradio.com. You'll also find links there to the other podcasts, our Shoutcast stream, and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Your donations make this all possible. Thank you very much to those who have supported us. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next week with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.